Welcome back to the Tinfoil Hat Times. You're listening to hour two of our program here on KYRS LP Spokane 89.9 and 92.3. I'm executive producer of the Tinfoil Hat Times, Zach Flannery, and you've been listening to the Cracker Perspective movie, Post Apocalyptica, exclusive for your ears. Hope you've been enjoying it up to this point, and we have another entire act left in our little play. And if you've missed some of it, or if you're going to miss some of it, you can visit tfhtimes.com and you can download it there or listen to it there if you want. Or you can just wait till next week about the same time, and we're going to play it in an encore presentation. Because this thing took forever, man. It took like the effort of what normally 3 weeks worth of shows would take, I'm telling you. Anyway, so you're going to get to hear it next week as well. I hope you enjoy it. I know I enjoyed it. It was so much fun to make. Anyway, without further ado, the third act of Post Apocalyptica.
Angus, Mr. Blackburn, wake up.
What is it, man?
Get off my lawn.
We're not in Montana, but I think we found some non-zombie people.
Whoa, what is this, Idaho?
I think so.
Damn, it's like a village made of garbage.
Yeah, it looks like some of the buildings of the town survived the catastrophe.
Yeah, it looks like this place was built around that church.
Yeah. Well, should we check it out?
I don't know.
Give it a chance.
Well, Christians kind of freak me out, but...
Yeah, well, the reality is these are some of the very last people on Earth,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe we should go say hi. What do you think there, Gus?
Well, I bet there's some women in that village.
Yeah, probably.
I don't really care what they believe in.
You know, that's a good point.
All right, well, I'm going to pull in then. Look, there's still a parking lot at this church.
Oh, man, there's people
still
coming
in
out.
Good working order.
Look, there's people.
Yeah.
They kind of look like zombies as they pour out of that church.
Yeah.
But I guess they're not flesh eaters.
Well, if they're Christian, they're flesh eaters and blood drinkers.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right.
In fact, it makes sense that they survived this. They're the religion based on a zombie.
Oh, yeah, zombie Jesus.
I don't see any women.
I see a dude dressed in a funny hat.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
All right, you stay in the car, bozo, because they may not have seen meat for a while.
Oh, that's a good point. They may want to eat you, but stay in the car.
See you, buddy. All right, here comes this guy with a weird hat.
Looks like a fruitcake.
Yeah, be nice, Dad. Hey there, guy. Nice place you got here.
Yes, welcome, travelers. Yeah. Welcome to New Bobland.
Thanks,
New Bobland?
Yeah, old Bobland got swept away by acid rains last month.
All right, well, I see that church is still standing, so I guess congratulations. You managed to survive the apocalypse.
Yeah, congratulations, huh?
Yeah.
All the others from my earthly family were taken to heaven, and I'm left here living in a hell made of garbage and demons. Yes. Thank you. Congratulations, indeed.
All right. Well, I think it's good to look at the world in a cup is full kind of perspective.
Oh, come on, Dave.
What?
This is hell on earth. The cup isn't half full, and it's not half empty. The cup has hit the ground and has shattered into hundreds of pieces.
Well, in your perspective, probably.
All right, travelers. Well, my name is Bob.
Right.
Bob Christ.
Okay.
And I'm the shepherd of this hellbound flock.
Okay, you call yourself Bob Christ?
Bob Christ.
Yes, young sinners, I am the son of the Holy One. Blessed be my name.
Okay. Right, so this town is named after you then?
Yeah. As is my religion, Bobianity. Mm. And when we get an airport, I'm going to name that after me too.
Right.
Okay, so you're running a sex cult, aren't you? Mm.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm not into dudes, so if you guys want to join our community, I'm going to have to lop off your junk.
Oh, wow, man. That's how it's got to be in your utopia there, Bob?
Damn.
Yeah, sorry. But it makes sense, though, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But we're really not looking to join up with anyone at this point.
No.
But I would like to have maybe a drink.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, I can't really help you with the drink unless you join the flock.
And we have to be neutered to join the flock?
Right.
So what do you got to drink, then? It must be pretty good.
Well, we got a few kegs of Keystone and some schnapps.
Yeah, pass.
Well, what about a store, Bob? You got a store? We're willing to trade.
Yeah.
That I can help you with.
Excellent. Right.
Follow me.
All right, let's do that. It's a pretty nice place you got here, man.
Yeah, thanks.
How many people are living around here?
There's quite a few. I'd say about 25. Here are the shops right here, just in through this makeshift door.
All right, after you.
Thank you.
Hey there, Bob. It's my messiah, Bob Christ.
Hello, Trad. I want you to meet our visitors. Actually, I never got your names myself.
Right. This is Dave.
Yeah, I'm Dave.
And this is my dad, Gus.
Yep.
And I'm Angus. And you can see our car there. That's our little dog, Bozo, sitting there in the front seat, pretending he's driving.
He looks pretty tasty.
Oh, no, he's not tasty. He's gassy and teeming with disease.
I see. What do you want to trade for him?
Nothing. He's our buddy.
Now, hold on.
Wait, what?
Everybody's got a price. What do you got?
We have what you see before you, right, and nothing more.
Well, I don't really want to look around all day. I'm not really shopping. What do you got? You got batteries?
No.
Do you have any medicine?
No.
Do you have any rubber or glass?
No, and no.
Do you have any food?
I have a case of canned okra.
That's a for sure no.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know.
Dare I ask if you have any weapons?
No.
No. Well, what do you have?
Well, I have some water and a bunch of these Bob Christ Loves You t-shirts.
Bob, this is your store, buddy.
Yep. This is kind of our Walmart. We have another smaller one that's like our Target down the street.
Right. And do you have anything besides Bob Christ Loves You t-shirts?
I think there's a Bob Christ Loves You tote bag there.
Oh, man, you just wrote your name with magic marker on these shirts.
Oh, yeah, and we also have a couple magic markers.
No, we don't. Those are the holy magic markers.
Right.
Not for sale.
All right, okay. Well, let's look at this water.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Yum.
Jesus Christ.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It's Bob Christ, by the way.
That water is red and bubbly.
Yeah,
Bob.
Man.
Yeah, it's fresh well water. Best water in the valley.
That's horrible.
It's like blood. We drink it all, and we're fine. Yeah. Show them, Chad.
Well, you don't have to do that. Oh, Chad, no.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, that's really good stuff.
Oh,
that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, right on. I think we're going to hit the road there, Bob Christ.
Oh, no, no. You should stay. It's dangerous out there.
Okay.
And you know you could use a good quality shepherd in these volatile times that we're living in. I would love to be your personal communication vessel to the almighty upstairs.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Your guru and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're in the market for a messiah right now,
no.
But we will keep you in mind. Do you have like a business card or something?
Well, you can keep one of these t-shirts.
Right, thanks, Bob Christ.
No problem.
I'd say you're the front runner right now.
Yeah, never underestimate the power of a free t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll see you around, Bob.
Yeah, see
you. See you around, Chad.
Good luck with that messianic complex.
Yeah, bye.
See you, guys.
See you, fruitcakes.
Wow, that got Deliverance-esque really fast, didn't it?
Indeed. We were looking for non-zombies, and we found, well, weird religious folks.
Zombies, man.
Yeah.
Not the mutant type.
They mutated themselves.
Still no women.
Yeah, the idea of not ever seeing a woman again is kind of driving me crazy.
Oh, man, me too.
This planet needs its women.
Oh, big time, man. Otherwise, you get a world filled with Bob Christ.
Oh, man.
I hope Nate's sister survived, Alexi.
Yep.
I bet she's Nadine Hellcat kind of hot, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, you mean the news lady?
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen to some music, shall we?
All right.
These roads have got huge chunks missing.
The roads are bad.
There's barely any road.
Yeah.
Give me some driving music.
All right, well, all we got is heavy metal and Sovereign Citizen.
All right, well, throw in some Sovereign Citizen.
All right, here we go. Push play here.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Ravaged by these chemicals.
Good stuff. Man,
wall.
Hey, wait. Look out, man. Look
out.
Stop.
Oh, it's a Sasquatch. Stop the vehicle.
Let
me out. I know that one.
No,
let me
don't
out
go
right
out
now.
There, Dad. Don't be a fool.
Oh, like you can talk.
He's
Apple
gone.
Doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, whatever, man. He's out there running after a Sasquatch. You're not going to see me doing that.
Right. Your sensible, rational nature would have you doing the same thing over a mutant cow.
Well, that's different.
Which, obviously, there's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's totally different. And I didn't know it was a mutant cow.
Right.
I didn't.
I know. But you shouldn't judge your father for doing the same thing that you did.
Well, maybe I should judge both of us for doing what I did.
Do you even remember what you're judging you for what he did, for what you both did?
I don't really know. What's he up to over there, man? He's sitting there talking to a giant monkey.
Yeah, they're hugging each other.
Yeah.
They must know each other or something.
Hmm.
It might be one of your cousins or something.
Shut up, man. Not now, Dad. You don't have time for monkey loving.
Give me a minute. You're in great.
He doesn't look happy.
No.
Looks like they're talking to each other. He knows how to talk Sasquatch.
I guess. I don't remember the Sasquatches having a language when they were in Hilliard terrorizing us.
Yeah, that's something.
And all they did was throw their poop at our house and occasionally drag us through the forest.
Yeah, look, they're hugging again.
Oh, damn it. Dad, serious. We don't have time for you to stick it to a monkey.
Yeah. He's giving you the bird.
Yeah,
he's
whatever.
He's coming back. Here he comes. There goes a Sasquatch. What a giant, majestic creature.
Yeah, whatever. It tosser.
Hey, Gus, so what's going on?
Turn that music down.
Here, hold on.
All right,
All right, now that Bigfoot I was just talking to is a good friend of my monkey wife, Marlene.
Hey, Marlene.
Oh, I miss my Marlene.
You remember Marlene?
And he told me some things.
Right, Marlene was that Angus's mom, or is that the Bigfoot mom?
Yeah, it's this guy's.
It's my wife.
Wife, man.
Yeah, it's my wife.
Yeah, okay.
And that Bigfoot, he just said that he knows what happened to the world. He knows how it's going to turn out.
All right, sure, okay. Dad. Now, it's obvious here that you are the craziest dude alive, for sure.
Whatever.
And that we just met a dude named Bob Christ.
Bob Christ.
I mean, Dad, dogs talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, and now big feet are talking to you. Come on.
Seems kind of crazy there, guy.
Well, I can talk
kinda
to big feet. Whatever you want to believe, that's fine. I can talk with the big feet.
Okay.
And he said the answer to the end of the world. He's in Montana.
Well, that's convenient, because that's where we're going, Dad.
Right,
what do you know?
Now, listen here, smart guy.
What?
Did you just see a Sasquatch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Did you see him be a mutant?
No.
He wasn't a mutant, was he?
No, he wasn't.
There's a reason for that. And now, because you're a giant douchebag, I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
And I'm sure as hell not going to tell you why they gave me this special crystal.
What is that? Oh, that's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Looks like a funny colored rock.
It's
Those
magic.
Big monkeys always did like stealing my shiny things.
Yeah, and my VCR.
All right, now, he also told me to tell you that the safe zone in Montana for humans
is
also home to the problem.
Oh, so we're going to the source of the problem as well as the source of our salvation?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that movie before.
Yeah, me too.
The place we're going is dangerous, but only behind the scenes. There's a giant dome made of energy that surrounds the only green left on the earth in Montana. And I guess New Jersey, but I don't see how that would work.
Right, me either. Garden State, my ass.
Right.
Well, that makes no sense at all, Dad.
Yeah, that sounds totally crazy.
Now, listen here. It's not nice to call people crazy.
All right.
Crazy is a dismissive term.
I'm sorry.
To label somebody that is ignorant.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, whatever. We just stepped on the metaphorical broken glass that was half empty, didn't we?
Not really, because we got this magic crystal.
Magic crystal?
Yeah, it's going to help
Sasquatches.
Us.
Yeah. Talking dogs. Who the hell wrote this script?
It's that same dude that does the tinfoil hat times.
Oh, yeah.
TFHtimes.com.
Yeah. Well, we better not end up in another dimension or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never know with these guys.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So it's us and the magic rock. Well, whatever the hell we're up against.
We got guns.
You should have had that monkey jump in, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Montana with us. At least he could have helped us beat off some of these mutants we keep running across.
He said beat off. He could have been our Chewbacca character.
Yeah.
No, not really. The Sasquatch are a very gentle creature.
Oh.
And they've not needed to kill a single mutant zombie this whole time.
Oh, wow.
They don't kill things. They're like big, hairy Buddhists.
That's weird. Yeah. And not helpful at all.
Yeah, he also said there was a band of mutants not far behind him, so we should probably get going.
Yeah, let's go. Take one down, pass it to dude. There's no more bottles of beer on the wall,
thank
man.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God indeed.
I'm done with the beer.
Thank
the
God.
Wall and the bottles.
Whoever wrote that song should be killed.
Absolutely.
Probably. I guess they probably were.
Absolutely.
Probably before.
Hey, check it out. There's an airfield just over there.
Oh, wow,
almost
yeah.
Almost looks like a couple of planes survived.
Yeah. Hey, you can fly an airplane, right, man?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I could fly either one of those.
Right on.
If they work.
I don't know if we want to trade out our beautiful ice cream truck for that.
Holy crap! Out there! There's a giant mutant!
Damn. Is everybody all right?
I don't know.
You guys all right?
I don't even know yet. Mr. Blackburn, are you okay?
Who I gotta kill?
You're right, Dad.
There are 8 pixies covered in mud, and they ran over the fence.
Okay.
All right, he's fine. Bozo, you okay, little guy?
Hey, buddy.
All right,
there's
good.
Buddy.
What? I don't speak dog.
He said he's wondering why the hell you get to drive.
You think he
could do a better job in his sleep, don't you, buddy?
All right. Well, shut up there,
buddy.
Bozo.
Now, we need to be on alert. We just got hammered by a giant mutant.
Yeah, we did.
So we need to figure this out. Ice cream truck is total.
Yeah, it's on its head, too. This is not going to work out. What are we going to do, man?
Well, we need to get into Dade's bag of goodies and find us some weapons.
Yeah, we could do that, but I saw it fly out the window when we rolled over those couple times. It's sitting right there. You can see it.
It might be dangerous to get that one. I still got this gun.
Is that big light-up-the-sky gun?
Yeah. I don't know how many shots it has, but here it is.
Oh, look, man. The mutants are coming. We got to get out of here. We got to make a run for that plane.
I think that's our only option.
Yeah, but what if they don't work?
It's our only chance. We got to go now.
All right.
Those mutants are coming.
Right,
come on.
Get this out of the way. Come on. I'm going to go get Dade's bag.
No, the mutants are too close. That's crazy.
Don't do it, boy.
Just get to the airplane. I'll be right behind you. Right. Go on, go.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Okay. Nice and easy. Deep breath. Hey, you big, ugly pieces of crap. All right. bag's still intact. Big ugly mutants. Why won't you just leave me alone? Oh, they got the airplane started. They got the... All right.
This bag is so heavy to drag. I'm coming, you guys. Let's go.
Angus,
yeah.
Behind you. Behind
what?
You.
What?
Drop the bag behind you, moron.
Come here, mutant.
I got him so still. We got him with a flare gun. Come on, Angus. Get in that damn airplane. There's more coming. Hurry up.
Right, give me your hand.
I'm in. Go, right. Go.
There's more coming from the sky.
Here, Angus, take this gun.
There's a whole herd of them right behind us. Right. Coming in fast.
Use the force, Angus.
Yeah.
That is
awesome.
So cool looking.
It's a rainbow.
All right. Here it comes. Oh!
Oh, holy crap.
That was cool.
That ought to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right.
I got every last one of them, man.
Yeah.
Take us to Montana.
You got sure. It.
So are we there yet, man?
Oh, please stop
sure.
Asking me that.
Why?
Yes, actually, we are. Look,
really?
There's... Well, there's a giant bubble.
Oh, it's
I
a giant
you.
Bubble. Dad, you were right.
I know.
The Sasquatch does talk to you.
I know.
And so does the dog, probably.
Wow. Yep.
Crackpot.
Boo.
The Bigfoot was right.
Yeah.
Bigfoot never lies.
All right. Well, look how green everything is
yeah.
Under the bubble. Everything's black until you get
that.
To that bubble. That's so cool.
I missed it.
How big is that, like... A square mile
no,
or something?
No, it's way bigger than that.
Oh.
But it's not big enough for very many humans, that's for sure.
Yeah,
attention,
not.
Pilot.
Whoa.
Your aircraft is cleared to land
Whoa.
On runway C.
What the hell? Who was that?
I don't know. Sounded like they were resonating within the metal of the plane.
Yeah.
They didn't even come through the radio.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah.
Well, where the hell's runway C?
I don't know. Oh, I think it's right there. Look how it just lit up.
Huh?
All the lights on that runway lit up. That
oh,
must
yeah.
be C.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to land there.
It's inside the bubble. Are they going to, like, open the bubble or something?
I don't really know.
Well, how do we ask that question? Call them back.
Know.
Can you call them back? Hello, sir or ma'am?
I don't think so.
Runway C person? Man, I don't even like not knowing what's going on in the toll bridge.
I know,
and this
I know.
Is kind of a little more severe. Are we going to run
down.
Into a bubble?
No,
what's
no.
going on? Is that glass?
I don't know, but look,
what?
Calm down. I think the bubble's made of energy or something. Look how it flickers and pulses. I think we're going to be fine.
It looks solid.
We're just going to land.
It looks
we'll be
solid.
Fine.
So solid.
We're
okay,
fine.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ooh.
We're good. See? And we're good. See?
Oh.
Yeah. Just energy.
I told you the Sasquatch never lie.
This
never.
Has been quite the adventure. I look forward
oh, yeah.
to just simmering down, hanging out, looking at some people, maybe female kind of people, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
just maybe having... Something resembling a normal moment.
I want a beer.
Or I'm not fighting off zombie mutants.
Or a ball.
Or a stand.
We're land this puppy. We're almost going to land. Hold on.
All
Put
right.
your tray tables up in their position, etc.
Oh, whatever.
By the way, I'm not really good at landing planes.
What? That's not something you want to tell me right now.
Sorry.
That's not something you want to tell me. You want to
no.
keep that to yourself.
Yeah. I like being truthful.
No, you're
That's
not listening.
Good.
You want to lie to me now.
No,
you
I
want to be
tell
a liar.
You the truth. I gotta tell the truth.
I wanna pretend we're not gonna die.
All
Come
right.
on, man.
You don't have to pretend anymore. We've already landed.
Serious? We did land.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're a jackass.
Yeah, whatever.
That's crazy. What's that mean? What's that saying?
It's suggesting that I push the passenger seat ejector button.
Passenger seat. Oh, that's funny, man. That's
yeah.
really funny.
You get it.
I wanna get out and kiss the ground,
yeah.
man. I'm telling
hey,
you what.
Hey, what are those soldiers doing?
I don't know.
Those soldiers are coming up to
yeah,
us pretty fast
yeah, they are.
And aggressively.
Hey, they're just opening the door.
What's going
hey,
on?
Guys, what's up?
Put your hands on.
It's about yeah.
Yeah.
Wake up, man.
Damn. What the hell happened?
I'm pretty sure those soldiers drugged us.
Really? Did Bozo get away?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Before
okay.
I passed out, I saw him jump past a guard.
Good, good. Gus, how are you doing?
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
I don't need this crap.
So I guess we're in jail. You are in jail, you sillies.
Man.
Who the hell are you? I'm a survivor just like you guys. My name is David.
All
it's
right.
very nice to meet you.
Right.
I'm Angus. Aren't
I'm
you
Dave.
That guy from that show on the Tinfoil Hat Times?
Mm-hmm.
The one where they hunt ghosts
yeah,
or
yeah.
the Hollow Earth or whatever? That's me, David Fletcher Hildreth. From the mysterious globe
mysterious
right at your
globe.
Service. Well, why the hell are we in jail, David Fletcher Hildreth?
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, humans were not supposed to survive all this.
Right.
And those of us that did survive, they really want to keep a close eye on.
Right.
Well, what's going on? Well, I'm still putting some of the pieces together for sure.
But it's a crazy, wacky story from what I've got so far. Are you sure you want to know?
Definitely. Mm.
Give it to us straight, David Fletcher Hildreth.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to sound kind of weird, but we are living in a post-apocalyptic world where we're fighting off mutant beasts.
Right.
So here we go. Okay, I'm pretty sure that a group of non-human entities who were living on Earth disguised as humans and who were, in fact, the creators of humans a long time ago decided that they were tired of humanity and literally wiped all of us out while evacuating themselves and pretty much waiting so all life can start over again through some kind of terraforming situation. Okay, who did what now?
See, yeah.
I told you, this is weird, but serious. Well, aliens,
right.
I understand,
aliens.
Called the Anunnaki. This is what the Sumerians called them. Were the first intelligent life forms to come here like millions of years ago. They landed in Iraq, and now everybody's fighting over it or something. Then they mined the planet for resources, these aliens. They just mined stuff like gold and oil and stuff. Seriously. And eventually they manipulated the DNA of the primitive mammal beasts like Sasquatch and the Alma and stuff.
I love them big feet.
Yeah, they mixed our DNA with them. And then they made us in their own image, like it says in the Bible.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was just to make their resource mining process easier. They made us smart little workers, but just smart enough to do the work.
You say these aliens were on Earth the whole time?
Over the millennia, the Anunnaki have moved from open gods, which the Sumerians worshipped, to secret manipulators behind the scenes of certain corporations, governments, and secret societies in modern times.
All right.
Their main hangout was a secret society within the Shriners called the Brotherhood of the Drunken Snake. Most of them are gone, but some of them are overseeing this re-terraforming process. I guess they do this all the time. They keep wiping us out. I guess we're part of some kind of Noah's Ark process or something.
Damn, that sounds totally insane.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Are you sure this isn't just global warming? That thing Al Gore was talking about?
Yeah, that sounds better than aliens, man.
Yeah,
I guess it does, but I'm pretty sure it's not global warming that caused all this. I have some pretty first-hand knowledge of some of this.
Right.
I've been investigating ancient astronauts and that kind of thing for quite a long time, but I was actually investigating the HAARP program in Alaska.
All right.
It's the government's version of a Nikola Tesla mind control death ray.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you it was the death ray.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Who makes a death ray? That's just ridiculous.
Nikola Tesla was a genius, and I don't think he meant for people to use it like this.
Because
they turned it on full blast right when I was standing there watching them. Right in front of my eyes, the whole sky started to go black, and it's been going black since.
Terrible.
It like looked like dripping oil in the center of a clear water bucket. It was just horrible. And then some guys in black coats rushed me later and drugged me, and then they took me here. Mm. And I've been in this cage for like 7 or 8 months now.
Really?
Terrible.
Well, how do you know about all the alien stuff?
Well, actually, I've seen them and done a lot of research on my own, but I've actually seen them. You know, on the Mysterious Globe show, I met them on the moon. And we met some other aliens in Hollow Earth.
Right.
And then the Bigfoot showed us some aliens. It was, you know, they're there. You know, David Icke warned everyone about the reptilian aliens, the reptilian shapeshifters.
Right.
Also known as the Anunnaki.
Oh, it's those
guys. And
guess
what, everybody? The sky's black and they're re-terraforming the planet to make, like, a nice haven for dinosaur fight. I think they're going to have, like, seriously, like a Monday Night Football with dinosaurs.
Really?
I think that's their plan this time.
Man, that'd be kind of cool to see. I hope we get to live to see that.
Yeah, so you've actually seen these things. What do they look like?
Yeah, well, there's actually several species of aliens on this planet at any given time. I think in this actual bubble thing that we're in, there's probably like 7 different alien species running around.
7?
It's pretty weird. But the Anunnaki, they actually look like us. They look like people. But they really look like snakes with arms and legs when you see them in the right filter. It's kind of hard to explain. There's like this thing that we have in our eyes that only allows us to see certain frequencies.
Right.
And they actually have way more stuff going on, and they can live in the other frequencies. It's like other dimension. And they're actually pretty cool looking.
Yeah, you called it. You called it.
This got so weird. I told you there'd be another dimension.
Yeah, you called it. I mean, we got mutant zombies. We got a sacred stone of some kind. We got Sasquatch talking to animals. We got aliens invading the planet. And they've been here forever and created humanity.
Right.
We got multiple dimensions. Man, what the hell? This is like sci-fi stew or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, fact is always stranger than fiction, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life in a cage, man.
Well, you don't spend all your time in here. Sometimes they take you out to beat you.
To beat you?
Okay.
They're going to beat us?
Oh, yeah. I think John Yu is their lawyer because they waterboard us and everything. It's a bunch of crap, really. But You know, it keeps us busy, and it's actually kind of a good exercise, that waterboarding, as your lungs fight to stay alive. It's kind of like a good 5-mile jog, you know?
Oh, that sounds just great.
Yeah, they do all sorts of tests on us. I'm pretty sure they're going to kill most of us.
Oh,
I mean,
damn.
Even with all the new people that they bring to these prisons or that fly in like you guys did, this room is still only about like a quarter as full as it was when I first got here.
Oh, man, you're
kidding
me.
I'm pretty sure those people aren't coming back.
That's comforting.
No way, man. This is none of this makes any sense. This can't be true. This is all some weird dream, some really bad dream. I can't believe this is happening. I gotta get myself out of here. Holy crap! I gotta wake
down.
Mommy. Ha, ow!
See,
David Fletcher Hildreth, you just slapped me.
Yeah, I'm kind of a slapper. Slappy. You look like you were headed to Crazy Town, and I know you're not in a dream, so I wanted to slap you quick and get you into reality so we could deal with you. You know what I mean?
I like your style, David Fletcher Hildreth.
Thanks. So what's your guy's story? You came in an airplane, you flew here. What's your deal?
Yeah, well, we kind of been all over the west side of the country. Started in eastern Washington, made our way to California, met some people.
Got ourselves back up here.
Yep. You met more survivors?
Yeah, we did. We met a bunch of crazies.
Yeah, a few of them.
Well, actually, just a few crazies. And then we met a really cool guy that saved our life named Dayton Zest.
Dade.
Great
Zest.
Guy.
Zest. Dayton Zest.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Alexi. Alexi,
oh my God,
isn't your brother's name Dayton Zest?
Oh God,
yeah.
Man.
Wow.
That's your, hey,
small world.
Your Dade's sister, Alexi, I love you. I mean, I love you.
Calm down.
I love you. I can't stop saying that. I love you.
Calm down.
Do you know my brother?
I love you.
He saved our lives a few times.
I love you.
Mm. Do you know where he is?
I'm very sorry to be the one to tell you, but he didn't make it. My condolences, young lady.
Sweetheart,
he's
I'm
dead.
Sorry.
Sorry.
My very sorry.
Dead?
Yeah, he died saving our lives.
Yes, he did.
That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah. Come here. He also made us promise to find you.
That sounds like him, too.
I'm so sorry to bring such bad news to you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I dealt with the reality that my entire family is dead.
Yeah.
And all my friends.
Right.
All my dreams and hopes. I thought for sure my brother would survive, though.
He was a badass.
He'd been preparing the end for so many years and telling all us about it. I thought for sure he'd survive.
Well, he was the only guy alive in California as far as I could tell.
That's for sure. And he took a whole bunch of those mutants out with him, I tell you what.
He saved us a lot. Your brother was a good man.
Yep.
I was honored to know him.
Oh, you guys, here comes the guard.
What?
You guys, look like you're dead.
Play
look
dead?
What? Yeah, dead.
What am I supposed to do?
They treat us like beasts. Oh, we're screwed. They see us. All right, we're getting our ass beat.
What's the deal with these guys? They look like stormtroopers, all dressed in black with masks.
Come with me.
What? I didn't.
You come here. Come with me. Come with me.
You leave my boy alone.
Angus,
leave my boy alone.
What's up? Don't tase him. No, stop.
Waking up.
Yes, indeed.
It all hurts somewhat. Oh, damn it, man.
Hello.
I knew you two brown cave probing gray aliens had something to do with this. What are you doing here?
Yes, you should be thanking us,
indeed.
Human.
Thanking you.
It was a series of antidote shots that we injected into your anal cavity that has kept you alive
through
this apocalypse.
You probing my behind is what kept me alive. Well, thank you very much. What a great gift. Are you telling me you probed all the living humans today? Does that mean you probed my dad and my dog Bozo, too?
Yes. We have probed man and beast alike.
Sick.
We're not proud of it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not every human alive was probed, however.
Hmm.
Some were given the serum in their drink
at
some point.
I could have drank something.
Their father, however, was special. He was selected by the Sasquatch peoples to remain alive.
My dad was? His crazy sexcapades with the Sasquatch paid off?
Indeed.
Yes.
Wait, what? Wait, I want to go back to the thing where you didn't have to probe my bum continually throughout my whole life. You could have just slipped the serum in my drink. What was with all the brown cave mining?
That was actually our argument as well.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was kind of some bull crap.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how budget cuts can go.
Budget cuts. Did you probe the Sasquatch, too?
No.
That'd be hard, wouldn't it?
Thankfully, we did not have to probe the Sasquatch.
Ugh.
They were spared.
Yes.
Because they have been through this apocalypse thing a few times.
Hmm.
They have always proven themselves to be a peaceful and wise group of peoples.
Mm.
Unlike you stupid half-shaved baboons.
Hey.
Baboons.
It seems all you've done for 100,000 years is throw your shit around at each other.
Well, that might be true, but this is insane. Now what? Why was I spared?
Well, We were told by our Anunnaki masters to find a handful of humans that may be useful in the transition period.
Transition period?
Yes.
Yes.
Humans have proven to be more of a virus to this planet than Stuarts.
All right.
The Anunnaki have spoken to the soul of the planet, Mother Gaia. In conjunction with her, they have initiated the Genesis sequence.
Genesis?
Yes.
You mean like killing off everything that lives here and starting over, like in the Bible?
Yes. We kind of use the Bible as, you know, like a playbook or something. We are killing off most things, not all things. The Anunnaki overlords want to keep the jellyfish, the platypus, the mosquito, and the python going. Oh, and of course the Sasquatch, plus several plants and viruses.
All right, well, what the hell are all these mutant things about?
They're like our garbage collectors. Collecting the rest of you that the poison did not kill.
Bob Christ, man. This is hardcore. I thought you were trying to save me. Why'd you probe me and leave me out there to die?
We figured the worthy humans would find their way here or to some other camps around the world.
What's the point of this, man? Why me? Why'd you spare me? Why am I here? Why'd you probe me?
Well, actually, before we tortured you, this is what we wanted to talk to you about. We spared some of the humans to operate the mining machines while the Anunnaki jumpstart evolution.
You want us to operate machinery?
Yes. We thought you would make a good foreman on a mining site at first.
What do you mean? Why'd you change your mind?
Well, when we first chose you, you were a peaceful man. And although the fluoride in your water reduced your IQ by 25%, you were intelligent enough to get some work done.
Really? Fluoride does that? 25% of your IQ? Damn.
Yes.
Well, what's changed? Besides that I'm dumber.
You and your companions have killed many of the mutants that were put here on purpose. That's not quite what we're looking for. We don't really need killers running around the job site. You know what I mean?
Wait. Seriously.
What? Killers? Those things were trying to kill us, man. And you and your Anunnaki friends have just wiped out a whole planet. And you're blaming me? You're judging me?
Yes. At the request of the Mother Gaia and the Elderum energy within the Earth itself.
What?
Elderum.
Who wasn't really feeling very good.
Not good.
No, huh? Not really. She said it was time to stop the taking of the oil and gold from the Earth.
Okay.
For it is similar to taking the blood and plasma from a body.
But aren't we supposed to be mining this stuff while they were transitioning?
Yes. Quiet.
Why?
We're telling you something. You do not do as we do. You do what we say.
Man, that sounds like my dad's stupid logic. Are you telling me the logic of the universe, or at least your highly enlightened logic, is the same damn logic my dad had? Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Whatever.
Hey, what? That makes me mad. Plus, you guys sound like hippies.
Search your heart, human. You know you have been like a virus to this planet, forming cancerous tumors you call cities and pipelines of sickness you call freeways. Your technology has propped only your species up at the expense of all other living things.
Whatever, man. You guys blew up a whole planet. You killed everything. You guys are playing God. You guys can't play God.
Look, we're not playing God. We're more like zookeepers. Ugh. And you shit the bed, you need to sleep in it.
Really? Now you really sound like my dad. Seriously, my dad has a philosophy of the universe.
I guess.
Is he like Yoda or something? Has he beaten my ass when he's drunk?
Sounds like it.
No, no. That's too much bull for me. You can consider me the rabid gorilla. Here, catch. Here. I'm out of here, you jackass.
I knew he was going to do that. Sound the alarm.
We'll get to torture him soon enough.
I got to find my way out of here. Where the hell am I? Oh, crap. Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, Angus, what are you doing? You don't have any guards with you. You're escaping, aren't you?
Yeah, totally.
You're trying to escape.
Yeah, come on. How do I open these bars? Hey, where's Dave and my dad?
Okay, one question at a time. First of all, the bars are opened by that little red button right there.
This one?
That one right there, yes.
Okay.
And that one actually shuts off the alarm, which would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Here, thanks.
Cool.
And actually, your dad and Dave are actually still being tortured. So they're not back yet. They'll be back soon.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. But my question for you, which is a very serious question, is where are you going to go? I mean, this whole planet is a poison wasteland. What are you going to do if you escape?
All right, well, we got to survive. That's the whole thing. I don't know where I'm going to go. I just know I got to survive. Now, I don't got time to sit around and tell you about it, man. Are you going to come with me or not? Because I got to find my dad and Dave. And Alexi, you should come with me, too. You and I, we will repopulate the planet together.
Ew. No, I don't think so.
What?
You're still not getting it, Angus.
What?
Humans do not have a place
in the future of Earth.
I don't understand.
We have run our course, and we have been weighed and measured, kind of, and found to be kind of actually kind of a drag on the universe, I guess is how I'd put it. And we've accepted that.
Accept it.
And you either accept it or they chemically lobotomize you. Or just flat out kill you. Or else you go out there and get killed by a mutant. Or burned alive by acid rain or something.
Damn, man, I gotta go.
You there, stop where you are.
No way, man, you can't hold humanity down.
Angus.
Dave.
Stop.
Dave.
Yes.
Dave, what's the matter with you?
They fixed me.
No.
And made me better.
No, they didn't, man. You guys chemically lobotomized my friend. I don't know what you did with my dad. But you're gonna rue the day that you were ever born. I'll be back for you, Dave, I promise.
Ooh, he just jumped out the window. What are you going to do about that, Mr. Guardman?
Quiet. This is Command 1 to Command Base. I have an escape attempt in progress.
This is Command Base to Command 1. Let him go.
Seriously, Command Base, because I have my rifle pointed at him right now, and I could blow a hole in the back of his head.
No, no, let him go. We're going to have to do a sequel.
Yay. Are you kidding me? I could kill him now. Yay. People hate sequels.
Yes, but they also hate the main character's brains being splatted all over a prison yard at the end. Sequel.
Yes, sir.
I love sequels.
I managed to escape the clutches of the aliens. For now, it seems that I've given them the slip. I also managed to find my dog, Bozo. He was out there just outside the perimeter of the camp. I don't know if my dad is alive or dead, but I've already made up my mind. When I build an army big enough, I'm going back to kick some serious alien ass and get my friends back. I also plan on doing something really cool to convince Alexei to hand over the keys to her enchanted castle. Oh, yeah. Well, I gotta get moving. There's zombie mutants everywhere. And if I'm going to try and stay alive in this post-apocalyptic nightmare, I'm going to need some help. I'll see you in the future. There's a speedway where the sheep will like to graze. There's a free game the sheep will like to play.
Give them peace by dropping bombs. Give them love by killing them, yeah. We'll blow them up, then build them down. Then take their oil right from their ground. Their ground.
You have just enjoyed the Cracker Perspective movie, Post Apocalyptica, Part 1. It was written by Dave Crackerberry and Zach Flannery. It was produced by TFHT Studios. Makeup design, Doug Stanhope. Lighting, Dude McDudeface. Directed by Zach Flannery. And starring Dave Crackerberry, Angus Blackburn Jr., Gus Blackburn Sr., Drocknall the Dog as Bozo. Co-starring Officer Buster Brown as Dayton Zess, Lilith Axiom as Alexei, Don Smiley as Bob Christ, Lieutenant Bambi Bobo as Chad the Shopkeeper, David Fletcher Hildreth as himself, Bellatrix and Beetlejuice as themselves, Guard 1, Toby McDoodle, Guard 2, Spanky McSpankerton Face, Guard 3, Tommy Timmy Face, Mutant Beast number 7, Sir Sean Connery, and Joe Theismann as the Sasquatch. Oh, we're not done yelling the credits at you yet. Edited by Three Dog Down Productions. Music by Kevin McLeod, Zach Flannery, Sovereign Citizen, Deicide, Nikos Marinos, and the Cracker Perspective Band. For more information on the Cracker Perspective starring Dave and Angus or any of the Tinfoil Hat Times programming, please visit www.tfhtimes.com. That's tfhtimes.com. And that's what it sounds like to have credits of a movie yelled at you. We apologize.
Copyright 2010.
Are you sheep up? Throw your hands in the air. Roll, 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 little shippy now. Roll, 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 little shippy now. Roll, 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 little shippy now. Roll, roll, little shippy now. Roll, 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 little shippy now. Roll, 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 little shippy now.
All right.
And this is a part of the end of the movie where you're like, hey, is there something at the end of the credits?
Yeah.
And people are like, I hope there's something at the end of the credits. And then sometimes they're like, wow, we sat through all the credits and there's nothing at the end of the credits.
Damn
and then
it.
You're like, damn, I hate this.
Damn.
My feet are stuck to the ground and it smells like that kid's puke.
Damn.
I wish you would have shut up halfway through it and stopped crying so much.
Why? What? What the hell's your problem, anyway?
Well, you know, we're famous now, man.
Right.
And I don't really like being famous. I don't like Hollywood. I don't like the way they treat people.
Okay.
I don't like the way they brainwash you and hypnotize you and try and treat you like dogs and give you dog food and then give you a Ferrari later.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm going home.
You're a weird dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, quadrupeds and bipeds, it's the Text Olympics coming to you live from Sydney, Australia. And now your hosts of TMHT Sports, Don Smiley and Steve Lundface.
Hi, I'm Steve Lundface.
And I'm Don Smiley.
Thank you for joining us for today's TFHT Sports presentation of the Text Olympics.
Sponsored by Walmart, where they roll back prices.
And cell phone lights by Green Phone. Get a Green Phone and get 30% less cancer than a regular cell phone. Now, on to the games.
This should be a good one. It's been a good one all week.
It sure has, Don. Tanya Butler of the United States lines up again for her fourth gold medal. She's up against Lexi Bannenberg of Great Britain, Zi Shen of Japan, and Zhang Dukti of South Korea.
It's going to be tough for her to beat Zhang Dukti of South Korea. She's dominated for years.
We now look in at the short sprints. This is the 5 second. Here we go. Zhang Dukti of South Korea is up first.
5 seconds on the clock.
And she's texting. There she goes. Wow, look at that form. Wow. She's on a world record pace.
This is amazing.
And
42,608 words.
That's a world record.
That's a world record.
That's a world record.
Wow.
She broke her own record.
Wow. That's why the short sprints of texting are really the most exciting events in the world.
That's a true fact, my friend.
Yeah.
Up next is Luxley Bannenberg of Great Britain.
5 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Oh,
she sprained her thumb.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, looks like she's going to be way low.
19,685 words in 5 seconds.
That will drop her out of the competition. Next up from Japan, Yi Shen. There she goes.
Ooh.
She's looking very strong.
That's right.
That's fast. That's pretty fast.
Oh.
And 41,579.
That'll put her in silver.
Now it's up to Tanya Butler of the United States to beat 42,608 words in 5 seconds to bring home gold in these here Text Olympics.
This is for Michael Jackson.
I'm dedicating to Michael Jackson. There she goes. Holy crap.
Wow.
That's the fastest I've ever seen. There's smoke coming off of that cell phone.
That's going to win. 42,919.
It is. It
breaks
a world
record.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh, thank God. And my service provider and Green Cell Phones for less cancerous cell phones. And my mom and my dad for not really caring about my life enough to keep me from texting all day, every day. To Barack Obama for making America groovy again. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited I did it. Mom and Dad, we did it.
What a glorious day for America. We beat those damn South Koreans.
That's right. We did
it again.
I'm
so excited, I think I wet myself.
Yep.
That's going to do it for TFHT Sports.
Oh, yeah.
I've been Steve Lundface, and he's been Don Smiley.
Don Smiley.
And I'm so excited, I have goosebumps on my eyelids.
Feels like Christmas.
I think I'm going to call.
There. You jackass, there. Calm down. You're going to make me cry.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, Lord, cry.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's be professional.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Be professional.
This has been the greatest day of this sportscaster's entire career.
Man, too.
Come here, man. I want a hug.
All right, come here.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
I love you.
I love you.
Later on today, we'll be doing the
both together
text marathons, doubles texting, and the equestrian events.
Oh, wow.
You guys, be proud to be Americans today. We
so
did it.
Proud. We did it.
We did it.
We did
this
it.
Has been a TFHT Sports presentation of the Text Olympics. TFHtimes.com. He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's gone beyond the moon, it's true.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's seen the world from a different kind of view from
He's
you.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's seen the pyramids on Mars.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He's flown his spaceship really far.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He is a secret space cadet.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He hasn't found an alien he wouldn't make out with.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
He isn't actually very smart.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
But his crew is great. His wig is tight and so's his heart.
Gunnar Halifax.
He's making Earth some brand new friends.
He's Gunnar Halifax.
When the hell will the theme song for this guy ever end?
Yeah.
This is the adventures of Gunnar Halifax. And everything you hear is true.
Among the stars, few Earth humans are chosen to tread.
Since the 1950s, a secret military-industrial complex program has selected only a few handfuls of highly indoctrinated young men and women to serve under the world's first line of defense, the Earth Star Corps. Nowadays, there are bunches of corporations running around space, paying mercenaries, legionnaires, and unscrupulous hirelings to fill the positions once held by the highly trained astronauts and soldiers of the Star Corps elite. Our story begins aboard the Starduster-class transport ship known as the Spade, under the command of our Captain Gunnar Halifax.
Captain's diary. Stardate 6-6-6.
Captain?
Yes, computer?
Has anyone explained to you how the star dating system works?
I'm sure at some point they did, yes.
Sounds like you just make stuff up to me.
Yes, it does. Shall I?
Yeah, you're the captain.
Excellent. Thank you, computer.
Whatever.
Captain's diary. Take 2. Stardate 6-6-6-3-0-point-something.
Oh,
mission. Is a below-the-radar cargo run to the state of Cydonia on Mars. I'm not allowed to tell the crew what the cargo is, but the crew are pretty sure that there are some live animals of some kind, considering the noise, the stench, and I make them feed them raw meat. Now, I know what the things are inside the crates, but the Craigslist ad said never to tell.
Captain,
yes.
They need you on the bridge.
Tell them I'll be right there.
Captain,
yes.
I'm glad you're here.
Mm.
The Mars Military Guard are asking for our landing clearance. Please tell me we have one this time. These Mars guys, they don't mess around.
Right.
And they're calling right now.
Of course we do, Lieutenant Bambi.
Right.
Mr. Sidesup.
Yes, Captain?
Can we make the jump to light speed in this position?
No, Captain. They are jamming such things.
Really? They're jamming
yes.
them?
Yes.
It's a nifty device they must have there.
Yes.
Damn it. Okay. Lieutenant Bambi.
Yes, Captain.
Put them on the screen.
You got it.
Yes, is this the captain?
Yes, I'm Captain Gunnar Halifaculty.
All right, Captain Halifaculty. We're processing your landing clearance as we speak. Things are pretty backed up today, so it may take a while.
Excellent. We're in no hurry. We're not doing any illegal transportation of any goods or creatures.
Right.
So, no worries.
Okay. What's your business on Mars, Captain?
We are paper boys, intergalactic paper boys. I have tomorrow's edition today. My business is certainly not to smuggle illegal things into your beautiful planet.
Right. Well, we'll keep you posted, Captain. If your clearance doesn't check out, however, we will be searching your ship.
Right.
Mars out.
Mr. Sainsef.
Yes, Captain.
Are they still jamming our hyperdrive?
Yes, Captain.
Hmm.
Captain.
Yes.
Is this a legit job?
Yes, you do not have us on wrong side of law like you had when Slev had to dress up like woman and stash package of uncut Venus dust in Nether region.
Or like that time you tried to smuggle all those prostitutes onto Mormon 8.
No, yes.
I didn't think they still stoned humans in public.
Yes, of course. It's a very important human custom, stoning. When we don't like things, it's best to stone the thing we don't like. Unless, of course, it's stones, then it's very difficult to stone that. Do you understand what I'm saying, Dr. Shmoggy?
No, not even a little.
Yes, I forget how different our species are. You've never been to Earth before.
No, they do not let my species there.
Yeah, of course.
The issues of your planet say I would freak out all the Baptists.
Yes.
I hate to say this, Dr. Shmoggy, because everybody's always picking on you, but you're like the ugliest possible alien ever.
Mm-hmm.
The people on Earth are expecting a cute little alien, not a short, fat, beady-eyed, alcoholic alien.
That's true. For the first contact, you would expect something a little more grand than yourself.
Seriously.
Earth is very different than the Star Federation, Dr. Shmoggy.
Yes.
Humans on Earth can't get along in their own homes, their own neighborhoods, cities, nations. I can't imagine how they would treat you.
I hope it's not worse than how you treat me.
What?
I'm only looking to go to Earth because I heard New York has some of the finest cockroaches in the universe. Mm. Legendary. Yum.
Really?
I'm not at all fond of you humans. As far as intellect and morals and technology, my species is far more advanced than yours. You're like kindergartners compared to me.
Yes, that's fine. And you say you are a handsome member of your species?
Yes, I was undercover.
You went
hey,
there. You went there.
Go f*** yourself, Captain. I'm beautiful.
Yes, I'm sure. Prince Charming and Dr. Schmoggy.
Six dig guys with lots of phlegm and hair.
Captain, the cargo bay is calling us.
Put them on the screen, Lieutenant Bambi.
Aye, Captain.
Captain!
Yes?
We've got a problem down here. Mm. Whatever sort of creature you got in these crates. Well, they're angry.
Yeah, dude. They're like hungry or something, dude.
Well, first of all, Mr. Gregerson.
Yeah, dude.
Remember what we talked about you calling me dude?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sorry, Captain.
Secondly, if they're hungry, feed them.
That's just the thing, Captain. We're all out of food.
Yeah.
That's not good.
What's worse is they're getting out of their crates, Captain. These crates won't hold.
Yeah, they're breaking, dude, bro. Captain.
What are these buggers?
That's classified, Mr. McScotsman.
You got this off Craigslist.
You don't want to know what's in those crates, Mr. McScotsman.
Captain, that's just it. I do want to know. I do.
I bet they're like dinosaurs or like bears or something.
Shut up, shut up. What do we do if one of them gets out? At least tell us that.
You'll be fine, Captain. Now. Computer.
Yes, Captain. Hella faculty.
Shut up, computer.
What? You're talking to me?
I mean, shut up about the hella faculty thing, computer.
Whatever.
Seal off the rest of the ship from the cargo bay.
Captain, yes. There are still two men in there.
Yes, and there are several hungry creatures in there. We were out of food for them, but now we're not.
Really?
Just in case. Captain. We're almost there.
Captain, this is highly illegal.
And very dishonorable.
And mean.
And again, it's illegal. I will have to call
a corporate tribunal. Yes, yes, I know, computer. I know the way you do things. You're a little narc.
Well, that's what I have to do.
Yes, narky narc away there, little computer.
I'm just doing my job.
Yes, well, until the corporate tribunal, you have to do as I say.
True.
Lock down the cargo bay, computer.
Yes, Captain.
Excellent.
Captain, the cargo bay is calling again.
Put them on.
Captain, what in Sam hell are you doing?
Yeah, bro, you locked us down here.
Hey. We're just locking things down as we get ready to
come
land.
Come on,
bro,
Captain.
These things are going crazy, bro. And this isn't even my department. I'm the engine room dude.
Shut up, you tosser. What's going on, Captain?
Seriously, it's just a routine landing. We're locking things down.
Captain, these creatures are just a moment away from breaking out of their crates.
Yeah, Captain, and I was just in here to get some coffee. Come on,
shut
open
up.
The door.
Shut
keep
up.
Your head about you, Mr. Gregerson. I need you to watch those crates. We're almost there.
This doesn't feel right, Captain. It'd be better if I knew what I was dealing with.
Well, dude, they're either giant spiders or mini King Kongs, dude. I'm sure of it. Or like werewolves, man. Oh, shit, dude, can you imagine werewolves in space, dude? That'd be killer.
Will you shut the hell up? Or I swear to Jeebus Crispy Pants, I'll slap the THC right out of you.
Dude.
You guys will be fine.
No.
Let me know if the situation changes.
Captain, we have
computer.
Yes, Captain.
Is the single escape module fully repaired?
Yes, Captain.
Excellent. Then I think I'm going to go get a diet Mountain Dew from down the hall.
Captain.
Yes?
The Marth military guys are sending us a wave communication again.
Hmm. Can you tell I'm sweaty?
Oh, yeah, you look like hell. Look stressed, sir.
Thank you. Well, put them on anyway.
You got it, Captain.
Captain Hall of Faculty?
Yes.
Yes, your clearance is still being processed. Your name is not on file. There is a Captain Gunnar Halifax. Is that you?
No, I've heard of that handsome devil, but alas, I'm not him.
Okay, well then I must ask, are you carrying any foreign fruit-bearing plants or any sickly animals?
Yes, only our Dr. Schmoggy here, but he has had all his shots.
You're a dick.
Seriously though, he is our medical officer, so no.
Okay, well we'll keep you informed, Captain.
Thank you.
Mars out.
Captain, the cargo bay is calling again.
Really?
Yes, really.
Put them on.
Okie dokie.
Captain!
Yes?
Okay, so like Scotty McScotsman's literally pushing against the side of the crate to keep whatever those things are in, bro!
I see. We're almost there, Mr. Gregerson. Keep it together. I've got to keep this line open.
Well, I don't think Scotty McScotsman's strong enough, bro. And I know I'm not.
Right.
Are you mad at me, Captain? Is it because I gave you that hard time when you crashed and burned when you were like hitting on that girl at the Radio Shack, bro?
That's possible. Let's never speak of that again. Captain out. Computer.
Captain.
Are you sure the single passenger and only escape pod is fully functional? It's not going to crap out on me halfway to the moon from here.
It's fine. Fully operational.
Excellent.
Captain.
Yes?
Please don't abandon us again. It's very obvious you're trying to leave us all to die like you did when we had that gas leak.
Or when you left us hanging when you thought Dr. Schmoggy had the plague.
Mm.
Or that time you ditched us after you tried to make up with Jabba the Hutt's daughter.
Or the time we got pulled over by space cops?
Or that time you picked up the prostitute from planet Blocknar?
Or the time you fell asleep with the cigarette in your mouth and you burned your bed?
Yes, you left us to die. Fire reached all the way to bridge.
I left you guys all the fire extinguishers, but two?
There are only two fire extinguishers, Captain.
Yes, well, I'll leave you one this... Well, I'm not going. I'm just going to go get a soda. Mountain Ooze.
How about I go get it for you, Captain?
No, no. The walk is part of my diet and exercise program.
We know that the soda machine right next to escape pod hatch.
Seriously, it's actually kind of insulting to know that you think we're really as stupid as you do.
I see. It's also important for me to get some air at this point.
No, come on.
You always say that, Captain.
Yes.
Then you jump in that little pod and usually crash into something.
Yes, those little bastards are difficult to steer. Cheers.
Captain,
yes.
The Mars Military Border Patrol have granted us a one-day access.
Yes.
Docking coordinates have been sent. Thank God.
Get us down there, Mr. Seitzer.
You got it, Captain.
Oh, jeez, that's the cargo room again, Captain.
Put them on, Lieutenant Bemis.
You got it.
Captain, you dirty weasel! Oh. You bastard, you locked us in here with a bunch of chupacabras!
I wish they were werewolves, dude!
Hey!
A couple of them got out before we could catch them. Hey. One of them bit me, dude!
Bit this guy!
Yeah.
Luckily, we found some cattle prods, so we were able to keep them at bay. But three of them are out!
Yeah, they're in the ventilation system, bro!
Damn it, these are vampire chupacabras.
What do you say?
The most dangerous of all chupacabras.
I know they're dangerous!
Perhaps maybe the chupacabra will rid us of that space rat once and for all, but more than likely they will kill us all.
Captain, what kind of crazy person transports vampire chupacabras?
Good question.
Dude, I got bit by a vampire chupacabra, dude. Am I gonna get turned into a vampire chupacabra, dude?
Calm down, Mr.
Space crackers, buddy!
Captain, I sense the chupacabra in my vents, and they're touching me.
Yes, computer, they will most likely violate you like a bunch of drunken German frat boys.
I see.
Not gentle.
Nope.
Right now, they're probably chewing on something important.
Oh, my eyes! I can't see! Captain, my video sensors are down!
Why is everyone screaming at me?
Vampire chupacabras, dude!
Just as I swear, I quit!
Land the damn ship, Mr. Seitzer.
If they live through this, I quit.
So be it, Mr. Seitzer. Just land the f***ing ship.
Captain, they're touching me! Captain, help me!
Captain, we're losing all sorts of systems and functions.
I'm losing my functions? No! What does that mean? Help!
Dr. Schmoggy.
Yes?
I need you to go into the ventilation system and take care of the chupacabra vampires.
Are you f***ing kidding me, Captain? I'm 3 feet tall. Every time I go and try and take care of the simple space rat, it eats my arm. How am I supposed to defeat 3 chupacabras?
You're going to have to use the force, Dr. Schmoggy.
Goddammit, Captain, I'm not a f***ing Jedi.
Captain, seriously, they're touching me. I don't like this at all. Please help me.
Captain, I am losing the power steering.
Captain, we've lost navigational controls as well.
Oh, feel good.
This is all getting very lame. Damn you, Craigslist.
Will Dr. Schmoggy fight off the evil vampire chupacabra?
Come to me, Davros.
I think Dr. Schmoggy is dead, Captain.
Yes, probably. He owes me $8. Bring me his wallet.
Will the spade crash into the planet Mars?
Hold it together.
Please hug me.
Captain, I've lost complete control. We're going down.
Damn it.
Hugger!
Will the San Francisco 49ers actually win a game this year?
Probably eventually, yes. Probably a couple innings.
Probably. I don't have any idea.
Is it like baseball?
Will that guy that says dude all the time turn into a vampire chupacabra?
Dude, I better not turn into a chupacabra or this show sucks.
Join us next week for the exciting conclusion of The Adventures of Gunner Halifax and the Pyramids of Mars. See you next week.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's gone beyond the moon, it's true.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's seen the world from a different kind of view from you.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's seen the pyramids on Mars.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He's flown his spaceship really far.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He is a secret space cadet.
He's Gunner Halifax.
He hasn't found an alien he wouldn't make out with.
Gunner Halifax.
He isn't actually very smart.
He's Gunner Halifax.
But his crew is great. His wig is tight and so's his heart. He's making Earth some brand new friends.
He's Gunner Halifax.
When the hell will the theme song for this guy ever end?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentle freaks, thank you very much for listening to the Tinfoil Hat Times this week. Cracker Perspective Movie, Post-Apocalyptica. For those of you that missed it, visit tfhtimes.com. You can download it for free. Everything's always free. And that's cool with me. So enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed it this week. If you didn't hear it this week and you can't get to a computer,
Come back next week from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at the station you're listening to.
KYRS help be spoken.
And that will be the time to hear it again, the place to hear it again next week, 4 to 6, every Saturday, right? Pacific Standard Time. So we'll see you next week. And as always, keep your chin up.